Kitchen. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
President Trump says it's great to honor America's birthday with the passing of the government spending bill.
Just as I promised, we're making the Trump tax cuts permanent and delivering no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, and no tax on Social Security for our great seniors.
Speaking at the America 250 kickoff event in Iowa, Trump said gas is coming down, and so are food prices, just like he promised they would. The president said the economy was the greatest ever during his first term, but he's going to blow that out of the water. The U.S. Supreme Court is taking up two cases involving transgender participation in women's sports. One case is out of Idaho, the other is out of West Virginia. It's a victory for conservative activists who've been calling on the high court to step in. The group Texas Values has filed a briefing in one of the cases. Several beaches across the country are issuing closures and advisories because of excessive levels of harmful bacteria. Chris Caraggio has more.
Fecal waste, which can cause gastrointestinal illness and skin infections, is causing havoc for summer swimmers just ahead of the long Independence Day weekend. At least six states have issued closures or advisories for certain beaches and lakes that have been tested positive for above safe levels of fecal bacteria. Those states include Massachusetts, where nearly two dozen beaches are closed, New York, Michigan, Illinois, and California. I'm Chris Caraggio.
The man accused of fatally shooting Minnesota lawmaker Melissa Hortman and her husband says he's looking forward to the truth coming out about the shootings. Vance Belter appeared before a federal judge today and waived his right to probable cause and preliminary hearings. He's also accused of wounding Minnesota State Senator John Hoffman and his wife during the shooting rampage on June 14th. I'm Brian Shook.
Welcome back to Health Matters.
New Jersey 101.5.
Here's New Jersey Fast Traffic.
And starting with the shore volume, southbound Parkway is still very busy from exit 98 right on down to Tom's River. So from Wall into Tom's River, you'll have plenty of company on the southbound Parkway. Also plenty of company on Route 35 south at Ocean Road, Point Beach, heading down into Bayhead. The traffic very slow as you approach Bridge Avenue, and then just jammed as you make your way south on 35 from Egbert Street all the way down to the Manilocking Bridge. So a very slow ride down the shore there. If you're traveling on Route 9, that's busy through Lakewood. Turnpike has been looking A-OK. We still have some closures due to the weather, including Mott Avenue in Jamesburg, Middlesex County, near Gatsmer. That's utility repairs till further notice. Hubbardsville Road closed in Brick with a tree down near Lanes Mill Road. 88 shut down in Lakewood between Linden Avenue and North Oakland Street, up between Waterview and North Oakland. Let's make that. And in Greenbrook, Warrenville Road is shut down between 22 and Mountain Boulevard. Checking the ride, Cape May County and Delsey Drive. Looks like those delays have cleared. We do have an overturn in Winslow now in Camden County, so eastbound Whitehorse Pike is closed, approaching Spring Garden Road. We're not doing too badly across the Hudson. Tacony-Palmyra Bridge going up. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report 1118, New Jersey 101.5.
Get up to speed every weekday morning with First News from 5:30 to 6. Local headlines, sports, money, health, and entertainment. Stay informed and stay ahead with New Jersey 101.5.
Do you have back?
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. It's going to turn out mainly clear overnight. Lows will be in the mid-60s, and it will be a less humid day for the 4th of July Friday. Just a gorgeous day. Lots of sunshine. High temperatures in the low to mid-80s. Mainly clear and comfortable Friday night. Lows will be in the 50s to near 60. Then sunshine and some high clouds mixed in on Saturday. A little warmer, but the humidity will still be pretty low. Saturday's high in the mid to upper 80s. And then a mostly sunny sky for Sunday, while the high close to 90. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
65 degrees in New Jersey.